This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
I'm Scott David, an ILTA Program Planning Council member from Voorhees, Sater, Seymour, and Peace, and I will be interviewing Adriana DeMarco, Director of Knowledge Management and Innovation at Steichman Elliott. I will be interviewing Adriana on the topic of getting started in a new director or senior leadership role, either through a promotion from within her firm or a transition to the role at a new firm. So thank you, Adriana. Can you start out by providing me and the listeners a little background about how you stepped into the new role?
Yes, thank you. Before joining Steichman Elliott, I had worked for another national law firm in Toronto in a KM role. It was the first time I'd worked in a non-practicing legal position. My background is as a litigator, and I spent most of my career at a national law firm where I was a partner. I was there for 17 years. So the role that I had prior to joining Steichman Elliott was a non-practicing role in a KM group. It was a great opportunity to sort of segue out of legal practice and into the KM and innovation world. I was, however, looking for the opportunity for a leadership position, a broader role with a more involved mandate. So the opportunity arose at Steichman Elliott that seemed to check off all of the boxes, and I landed here in approximately 11 months ago.
Great. So that's quite a change. I often hear about people who are in roles like yours crafting a 90 or 100-day plan. Did you do something like that when you stepped into this role? And if so, how'd you go about doing it? And if not, what did you do to establish your initial priorities and goals?
When I joined this firm, the KM team was involved in a massive enterprise project that was well underway. We also had some technology pilots that had already been identified, and there were several significant other types of projects that were already on the go. So for the most part, my first 90 to 100 days were already established before my arrival. What I had to focus on in those first 3 months was really execution. That's informed most of my time here so far. Where I had really my first opportunity to identify priorities and goals was when our team did our business planning for 2019. By then, I had been here for a few months. I worked with the library and KM and innovation teams on some significant initiatives, and I had a much better sense of the lay of the land than I had upon my arrival. So that's really, I think, where I started to have a more significant impact into establishing the priorities and goals going forward. Even then, it was certainly a collaborative effort. And I will say that although we established a number of priorities for 2019, we've had to be agile enough to incorporate some new goals and priorities as the year is evolving.
Well, that sounds great. So let's talk a little bit about the people side of things. And what was your approach with your staff? And it sounded like they were knee deep in projects already. Did you have like a universal message for them, or did you do anything to kind of assure that you coming in, you know, that they would be in a safe place to get started?
Well, assuring them that they were in a safe place, excuse me, was critical to me. Mm-hmm. The team that I'm leading is a high functioning and very productive. The people are really engaged, and I'm happy to say they're very interested in their work. So I did not come in with a view to shaking things up. In fact, on the contrary, I think in the beginning, I asked a lot of questions about existing practices, projects that were already underway on my arrival, and I did a lot of listening. One of the areas that falls within my bucket of responsibility is the library, and that was new to me. So taking the time to listen and probe there was very useful, just in terms of my personal edification. The result of that, I think, was that it was clear that I have a lot of respect for the expertise and the institutional knowledge that the members of the team are bringing to the table. So I think that gave people a sense of comfort and an assurance that there would be continued stability within the team, and they weren't going to lose the things that they enjoyed about working as a result of my arrival. Then I think, well, I was involved in some significant contract negotiations, et cetera, in my first few months at the firm. And that also helped me secure some buy-in going forward. That's been really useful now that I'm more established in my role here, and I'm identifying new goals, and I'm giving new direction on projects, and I'm proposing some changes to the process. So I think that approach has helped to establish a solid, trusting relationship and a good foundation for going forward.
That sounds great. It sounds like you were lucky to have been stepping into such a situation with such a great team in place already.
Yes, I think it has been. It has been great. And it's certainly, as somebody new to a firm, you're coming into a place where everything is working, you know, pretty well is pretty helpful.
Did you, I want to change perspectives a little bit and talk about you and your interactions with the attorneys, the practicing attorneys at your firm. Did you kind of go about a plan to get, you know, meet and greet with them, or how did you approach that?
One thing I started doing on my arrival here is going to the regular practice group meetings for a number of the key practice groups and meeting people that way. At the practice group meetings, the lawyers get to air out, you know, the issues they're grappling with. They talk about new developments, substantive legal matters, their pain points. So there's a wealth of information generated that is useful for someone working in the KM and innovation space, right? Because we really need that line of sight into their world so that we can help identify what problems we can address, so that we can connect them to content that they need. So I did that upon my arrival. That's been really useful. I also feel, though, that this is a marathon, not a sprint. And it's really early days here. So I think even in a relatively short period of time, that attending practice group meetings has given me greater visibility on the firm and its culture and the needs of the lawyers. What I'd like to do more of going forward are the sort of one-on-one relationship building, because I think that's, I think that will also help to enhance my understanding of what the lawyers are doing and what they need and how I can help them.
Yeah, that's interesting that, you know, one of the challenges that people in your position I hear often face is getting to the real problem as opposed to being told of a possible solution. And it sounds like those practice group meetings were great venues for you to really hear the core problem, where you could then help to formulate the best solution for people for that.
Exactly.
You mentioned just a little bit about firm culture. It's a phrase you hear a lot. Every firm has one. You hear they're all a little bit different, but there's a lot of similarities across firms. Since you switched firms, can you talk a little bit about the different culture and how you went about kind of understanding that and fitting into it?
So the firm culture question is really interesting. I mentioned earlier that I basically grew up as a lawyer at one law firm, Boyd & Ladner Gervais, which is a national firm. And I really loved the place, and I strongly identified with the firm's core values. And, you know, I remember as a junior litigator, sometimes opposing counsel would say to me, "Oh, you're a real Borden and Elliott lawyer," which was the predecessor firm. And I think it was meant as a compliment. I certainly took it as a compliment, and I took it to mean, you know, skilled, practical, and decent to deal with, which I think is, that's sort of the
culture. It's not a bad profile to have.
Right. Yeah. It's not a bad profile, exactly. So when I moved to my second law firm, I was extremely concerned about the cultural fit. And it was all for naught. The culture was a non-issue. Just as an aside, the much bigger issue for me to manage was the transition from being a partner at a place where I had a ton of institutional knowledge to being a non-practicing lawyer at a place where I had pretty much zero institutional knowledge. I hadn't appreciated how hard it would be for me to not feel as though I was in the know. So fast forward 2.5 years later, I have the opportunity to come to Steichman Elliott in the role of Director of Knowledge Management and Innovation. I still probed about firm culture and, I did some due diligence on that front, but I was much less concerned about it. I focused a lot more on the role, how well I thought I would get on with the partner to whom I report, because that relationship is critical for, both my success and my happiness, and whether I'd have the platform to do really good work and grow as a leader. And I think that that was the right approach. Three excellent firms. Yes, absolutely. There are some cultural differences, maybe in terms of, emphasis on entrepreneurialism or marketing approaches or the type of consensus required for change. And some of those cultural distinctions are very relevant for someone in a KM innovation role. But in my experience, which is all, certainly only is limited to only three firms, there have been more similarities than differences. And those core values of, practice excellence, practical approach, and being decent to deal with have existed across the board.
Well, that sounds great. So when you look back, what was it, about 11 months ago or so when you started, you look back on your approach, what have you learned and what might you change if you did it all over again?
So I think when I look back, the approach I took to the people piece, to the working with the new team in a leadership role, I think taking the time to listen first and build some credibility and some trust has been very successful. It's really reinforced for me the importance of listening. You mentioned it earlier, the importance of, really listening so you can figure out what the pain points are instead of always jumping to the solution. As an extrovert and someone for whom silence can be painful, that's not always easy. It's not always easy to listen, but it is critical. And it's something that I have to take to the other areas of my mandate. And so you talked a bit about meeting the individual lawyers. I'd like to do more of that in, say, the next 12 months than I did in my first 11. The projects that I parachuted into, as I mentioned, were already established upon my arrival. And they really involved working closely with other business services groups. So the KM team, IT, the library, and less so with practicing lawyers. And so going forward, I want to make sure that I'm proactive. I'm developing those one-on-one relationships and really taking the opportunity to listen so that I can craft and participate in crafting solutions that are meaningful and that resonate here.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And we're, close to wrapping up here. Is there any last piece of advice that you would like to add or something I should have asked you, but I didn't?
No, you've asked everything, I think. The only thing I will say is the piece of advice that I try to share whenever I can, and it's something my aunt told me like 30 years ago when I was in high school. And she said, don't say you don't know how to do something at work. Just say that you can do it because you'll figure it out. And I have not always followed that advice, but anytime that I have, it's stood me in good stead. And it's a really good rejoinder to that statistic we've all heard about, women only apply for jobs if they meet 100% of the qualifications. And so I've often felt out of my comfort zone in a new role, at a new firm, but I've really made an effort to embrace that feeling and trust that I will figure it out, because I think there's some real joy and opportunity in shaking it up a little and moving out of your comfort zone.
Well, I really like that advice, and I just want to thank you again. This was Adriana DeMarco, Director of Knowledge Management and Innovation.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio.
Thank you.
Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.